Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so it is Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween. My little victory is I already dressed up, so I don't got to do it again.
I'm done.
I said I was going to do it today, but I'm not.
Yeah, I forgot my hoodie and everything. I was going to wear my 6'7 hoodie.
I forgot to wear mine today, too.
Missed opportunities. I remembered in the car.
You know what? We were out of town yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thank you if you tuned into the show for the replays. But we're back today. We're live, and it's Halloween. Woo. We'll tell you everything we did in Chicago yesterday, why we were gone, why you missed Ali and DZ yesterday. But we're back.
Or why you maybe didn't even notice.
And why you didn't even notice, which would be even better.
Even doper.
Last day for Young Gravy tickets, and Dumpster Fire Dating's back, DZ. God help me.
That's a lot to go.
God help me on Dumpster Fire Dating, what I'm about to tell you about today. God help me. It's never boring on Dumpster Fire Dating.
No, it sure ain't.
So anyway, the question of the day is coming up next, and we're happy. It's Friday. It's Halloween. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I got a fun little light show for Halloween this morning.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so as somebody flicked their cigarette butt out their window, and it smacked my windshield.
What?
It at least looked cool when it exploded.
You're kidding.
I'm so not.
Somebody's cigarette hit your windshield. Do you know we had a coworker back in the day, Carrie, and she told me a story of when someone threw a cigarette out their window and it went through her sunroof.
Oh, ew.
I had the thought.
Had my moonroof been open?
She said she freaked out. Mm-hmm. She pulled over. Mm-hmm. She had to find the damn cigarette. Mm-hmm. And then they were gone.
Yep.
She had someone. So enough with the throwing cigarettes out, you guys. Enough. Get an ashtray, you weirdos.
It was coincidentally not open.
Yeah.
Thankfully, because it's cold now. So who wants fresh air this early? Unless you smoke and got the windows open.
Yeah, and I used to smoke, but come on, you guys,
so,
enough.
Whoop, got a fun little light show, firework, boom, exploded.
Time to quit.
I could see how it would cause an accident if somebody freaks out or, like Carrie, goes in the car.
Could you believe that?
No.
It went in her sunroof.
Well,
dude.
I could believe it because I had the thought. Had my sunroof been open, it might have flown in. Mm-hmm. Bruh, it just, wow, fireworks,
crazy.
Bang. It at least looked cool.
It did. I'm sure it did.
It did look cool.
That
I ain't gonna lie.
Victory.
The little victory is that it looked cool.
I love it that only we can get
cigarettes thrown. Cigarettes.
I don't know. It's Friday morning. Let me live.
I love it.
Only we can get cigarettes thrown at us and go, but we got a light show. Little victories.
Woo!
If we're not the positive spinners, who is it in your life?
Who else be spinning positive in Milwaukee like us? Little victories, dog.
You're welcome. All right. The question of the day is next. Everybody. After Snoop, 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Happy Halloween.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so I taught my son the best grab-and-go snack the other day because he said, I'm hungry. And I said, well, then grab a handful of shredded cheese and keep it moving, my boy. Mm-hmm. He went, huh? So we're talking about the best grab-and-go snack today because Owen, my 14-year-old, officially 14, said, I'm just so hungry. I said, everybody in America knows about grabbing a handful of cheese and leaving.
Come on, man. You're going to be hungry for the rest of your life, too. You're a giant.
Oh, my God. And the problem is now he eats the whole bag. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have started this.
Handful is a whole bag for him.
No, because he has three in 1 hour. That's what it is. And you're right.
He comes back.
He comes back.
Now he's discovered the snack cheese.
Dude, you're not supposed to eat the snack cheese 4 times an hour. You're supposed to take a handful when you're dying of starvation until you eat again. Dude.
You don't control the snack cheese intake.
God, the best grabbing go snack. Do you have one, DZ? You guys can text or call 414-533-1037. I mean, if it's not a handful of shredded cheese, what is it, DZ?
I'm going to do you one better.
Oh, what is it?
With the shredded cheese, you grab a few pepperonis.
Oh, now you're really taking
it. You know what I'm saying? Not because then you got like a little charcuterie board in your hands.
Well, as a kid, I just ate a slice of cheese. I don't remember shredded cheese being in my cabinet when I opened the fridge. It was always like the basic yellow singles, and I would just eat a slice and keep it moving. That was a big one. Cheese was a big one.
Remember, or did you ever wrap cheese around a hot dog and just eat cheese with a hot dog wrapped around it?
My mom did it with crescent rolls.
Oh, okay.
She made pigs in a blanket with crescent rolls, and then she put a slice of cheese inside. That was the only real way I had cheese around my hot dog.
Yum.
But I always opted for the non-cheese one.
Yes. Well, sometimes you're like, man, one, I don't want a bun. Two, you didn't have a bun, so you're like, I'm going to just wrap this cheese around it. Snack.
Exactly.
A little cheddar stick.
Let's go to line 3 this morning. We're going to go to the phones already and just see what everybody says is their favorite grab-and-go snack. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Shelly's on the east side with all the pizza.
Oh, Shelly on the east side. Wait, pizza?
Pizza?
What pizza?
Grab-and-go?
I said without a theme song.
Oh! That's your fault. You got it. You ain't picked it.
Yeah, girl. Shelly without a theme song on... Wait. That's your new name. Shelly without a theme song on the east side. You don't ever get one now. Okay,
she's
Shelly.
A theme song holder without a theme song because she don't get it because she took too long to pick it.
This is iconic. It's genius. The first one. Theme song without a theme song.
No theme song is your theme song.
Say
we just all be quiet when she comes on. Shelly on the east side without a theme song.
Girl, all right. What's your favorite grab and go snack?
I like an apple.
I almost said an apple because that's an easy thing to pick up and go, and then it's crunchy. It fits all the areas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to peel it like an orange?
No. To eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an orange or banana. Okay. Yeah.
No, but those are way messier than an apple. An apple you could just kind of crunch on. Mm-hmm. You leave the skin on it. You could flip it to the side, put it in a cup holder. You can't do that with an orange.
You can't do that with an orange. An orange is hard and messy and a hot mess. Mm-hmm. So. All right, I like it. An apple. Thanks for calling, Shelly on the east side with no theme song.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Much love.
It's a mouthful.
Crickets.
It's a mouthful. Bye. I should have asked. Wait, Shelly, wait. Oh, dang.
My bad.
I forgot. She loves to dress up, so I should have asked her what she's dressed up as today.
Duh.
I forget it's Halloween, man.
Duh. We're the ones that don't dress up, though, so we move on with our lives like it's a regular day, bro.
But I guarantee Shelly's dressed up today,
man. Of course.
Everybody that calls in, we're going to ask if you chose to dress up today, where you're headed, and what you're going to be. I'm not
that
kidding.
Part.
All right. Question of the day, your favorite grab-and-go snack. We'll talk to you.
Hold on.
Oh,
hold
sorry.
On.
My bad.
What's the phone number?
Oh, 414-533-1037. Favorite grab-and-go snack, and we're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, you thought it was going to be a Halloween theme show. Psych!
It kind of is.
You remember when you used to say that? Psych!
Psych! Used to. I psych my kids out once a day.
We're talking about the best grab and go snack because I taught my son Owen, my 14-year-old, who's always starving, how to grab a little handful, little or big, of shredded cheese out of the fridge and keep it moving.
Mozzarella?
Mozzarella every time.
Every time.
And then when he wants me to make chicken parm, he wonders why we have no mozzarella. I'm like, you're the problem.
Well, handfuls.
You're You're the problem, Owen.
Edward, cheese your hands.
I'm like, you know who's not having cheeseburgers tonight? You.
You.
You know who's not having pizza with mozzarella?
You. Cheeseless pizza.
All right, let's go to the phones. I said I loved a handful of cheese. You said pepperoni. Shelly on the east side said an apple. Let's go to Waylon. You want to go to Waylon first?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
He said he was in the car alone, but I don't know if he's still alone. Hi, Waylon. In Wabaca. Hi, Waylon.
Hi.
8 years old. Are you still alone in the car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang, you driving? Skirt, skirt.
Maybe.
Oh, my boy.
Waylon, what is your grab-and-go snack? Come on, tell us.
My grab-and-go snack would have to be candy.
Oh, I knew it.
Does mom know that you grab candy and take it? Is she okay with this?
She said I can't say it, but I want to.
Waylon, you can do whatever you want when mom's not in the car. Side note, are you dressed up for Halloween?
No, not today, but I am going to dress up because I'm going to my cousin's birthday party.
Ooh. Later? Okay, so he's not right now.
And what are you dressing up as?
I am going to dress up as a Ninja Turtle or a pickle.
Love it.
Do both.
I hope, honestly.
Throw the pickle on under the Ninja Turtle.
Convert one. I love the pickle idea and the Ninja Turtle idea. You know what? Happy Halloween, Waylon. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, buddy, man.
Bye.
Guy's so stinking cute.
That kid is too smart for his own good.
I know, and he said candy because mom wasn't in the car. Mom takes the baby into daycare. That's why Waylon's alone. If you guys are just listening randomly and you're like, why is he alone?
And no, how do they know a child so well?
They call every day.
We cool with his moms.
We know their schedule so well, we know mom's taking the kid into daycare.
Yep.
All right, next up, Nick in Waukesha. We're going to find out what his grab-and-go snack is. Don't say mozzarella cheese, Nick. Don't you dare.
It's my snack.
Miami. Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys.
What up, dog?
All right. Grab and go snack. What is it?
I'm going to keep it simple. I like those little bag of chips, you know, the little grab and goes.
Oh, the quick.
That's my snack.
The ones that used to be 25 cents?
Oh.
Yeah.
And now they're, are those the
now
normal size bags now?
Yeah. Well,
and
normal.
Then, but we don't really consider, we go normal. Bigger for normal, right? Mm-hmm. The dollar snack bags of chips.
Little snack baggies. The Cheetos, if you will.
Chips are a good grab and go, man.
They're classic with anything.
Yeah.
Classic. All right. Grab and go chips. Nick, are you dressed up on Halloween or not?
I am.
Oh,
hey.
And what are you today?
I'm Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
My boy. I wanted to beat Piccolo so bad this year.
I'm sitting here going, no way. Right? I have no idea who you're talking about. Who?
It's anime. I mean,
one of the
OG animes. Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I've heard of Dragon Ball Z, but I wasn't familiar.
Goku's the main character of the Super Saiyans.
Well, good for you. I can Google Goku and find out who that is.
K-U. It'll come up right away.
We have quite a bit of sweaters of Dragon Ball Z, too, so it's kind of cool.
I've seen him before. In fact, I think Hudson has some of these characters. Now
one
I feel
of my
stupid.
All-time favorite shows, guaranteed. Yeah, totally. I grew up watching it.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be Piccolo this year, but yeah, it just wouldn't have gotten here in time.
Aw, well, thanks for calling, Nick. Well,
we can try to come out. We can try to come up by you. We can try to find you. We're trick-or-treating.
Are you kidding me?
This guy.
You want to find out? Nick, are you out of your mind? This is not what would DZ do, find a costume by 7 tonight. Are you out of your mind?
Get out of here, bro.
Goodbye, Nick.
We can make it happen.
No, we couldn't.
No, we can't. Too late.
In fact, it's Friday. No thanks.
Late,
goodbye.
My boy. Peace.
All right, love you guys.
Later, man. Love.
Who wants to deal with that on a Friday?
This guy.
Last but not least, we have Anna in Sherman Park, and I'm going to pull up the text messages, too. We were saying, what is your grab-and-go snack?
Really, it could be anything.
It could be. About it. Somebody texted in a handful of peanuts. Nuts are a good grab and go.
Pause.
Yeah, I said it. Nuts are a good grab and go.
Anna, save us.
And even at night, nuts are a good grab and go, ladies. Or men.
Or dude, you want to
whatever.
Whatever
you whoever trust. Likes nuts.
You know,
have
almonds,
at
cashews,
anyway.
D's. Hey, y'all get us out of here.
Anna, good morning.
Anna.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are having donuts, hot dogs, and then, breakfast.
I didn't even mention hot dogs and donuts. That was all
Anna.
Anyway, I said peanuts. Nuts specifically.
Circus ones at
no,
that.
Your grab and go snack. Mine is a handful of cheese. DZ's pepperoni. We had an apple. We had chips. Somebody said nuts, literally. What is your grab and go, Anna, in Sherman Park?
My main go to is a jar of peanut butter and a spoon, and let's hit the road.
Mm. A spoon of peanut butter. You know, that's a good one.
I'll give you that.
Somebody, Jody in West Dallas, to be specific, texted in, good morning. I'll grab a slice of bread. A slice of bread is a classic grab and go. My kids do that.
Do you mean toast?
No, they mean literally. Hudson will grab a slice of bread and be like, I'm out. I'm like, okay, bye.
Nothing on it?
Nothing. Because he's
no
just,
butter?
It's a grab and go. No, if you put butter on it, now you're making a meal, DZ. This is like a snack. This isn't a grab and go.
Y'all raw got, dog bread like
if
that?
If it's got butter on it, it's a snack.
Yeah.
No, grab and go is not a snack. Grab and go is go, 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 go. There's
so
no
concerned.
Stopping.
I'm so concerned right now.
By the fact that I told you you have to panic just, when you
just,
grab it.
Just know the fact that y'all do dry bread like that.
Not if it's soft.
Ooh. Fair. No, fair,
not
fair,
if it's
fair.
Soft. All right, Anna. Well, go ahead. Yes, Anna, what were you going to say?
Either peanut butter or a bag of Drizzlicious.
What's Drizzlicious?
I don't know what Drizzlicious is.
Little rice cakes with drizzle on it. It's amazing.
Uh-oh. Do you put the drizzle on or do they come like that?
They come like that. It's a game changer, especially French toast.
Wait, rice cakes? They figured out a way to make them with flavor?
Google's Drizzlicious.
They're like the size of a nickel or a quarter.
Oh, they're little.
And it's amazing.
Oh,
they look like popper snacks.
Oh, okay. Well, Megan from Waukesha said Goldfish is her go-to.
Yeah, ooh, a handful of, you know, snack dash miles back.
Yeah, and she said she's dressed as Superwoman with red scrub pants today. Happy Halloween, everybody.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. The neighbor is trying to ruin Halloween, and nobody needs that on Halloween.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween, everybody, by the way. It's hard to believe it's on a Friday, even though we went trick-or-treating a week ago.
I mean,
for no reason whatsoever, but okay.
You know some of us about to trick-or-treat again, a.k.a. us.
Well, Milwaukee trick-or-treats tonight. There's a lot of towns that do trick-or-treat tonight. So,
a lot of people that do it right.
What is the story now on What Would DZ Do? The neighbor's trying to ruin Halloween? What do you mean?
Yep. The neighbor's trying to ruin Halloween, and coincidentally, it's a new neighbor at that.
Oh, geez. Even worse.
Allie and DZ, I've been in my house for nearly 20 years, and every Halloween I transform the whole place into a haunted house. My kids are teenagers now, but I still go all out. Fog machines, lights, sound effects, and huge graveyard display that takes up the entire front yard.
It's like Bella in Kenosha. We went to her house to pick up bikes for our bike drive. She has a full graveyard in her front yard in Kenosha, y'all.
Or I'm thinking
crazy.
Of the houses off of Vogel in South Milwaukee that be doing
they
do they do a haunted house in their front yard. I'm picturing this house. They got
the
fog
people
machines
that do it for
lights.
Charity and stuff. Yeah, those are cool.
Or the one in Bayview that did the Scooby Doo house this year.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but believe you. There's these big houses.
There's houses that go all out. It's
and
usually
awesome.
For charity, right? So that's this guy.
That's awesome.
Okay, huge graveyard takes with the entire front yard. It's become a neighborhood thing. I've never had a single complaint until now. I just got a letter from the HOA saying the displays break the rules and has to come down or I'm gonna get fined.
No.
Uh-huh.
These are the people we love at the holidays.
The next meeting is until almost Thanksgiving. Halloween is gonna be over by then. I'm pretty sure it's my new next door neighbor.
What do we want? A board meeting. When do we want it?
Now, boy.
Wait, there's a new neighbor?
Saying it's the new neighbor who moved in over the summer. They didn't make it clear, but they're not into the dark stuff. My wife wants me to let it go, take it down, but I'm bothered. What should I do? What should I do?
So you are the fun house that does the crazy Halloween display, and now the HOA is coming for you because you had a Karen-like neighbor, maybe a Ken or whatever we call them,
whatever.
Kens, that came after you.
Basically.
The Todds.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't your big display, and so now they're asking you to take it down. This is messed up. This is like going to break your heart when it's been your heart for every Halloween.
You got to bring receipts, though. You've lived at your house for 20 years. You're basically a staple.
How are they going to do this to her?
This is what I would do. Here. You grab a pencil. Grab a pen.
Yeah.
And you grab a notepad.
Yeah.
And you put it on a clipboard.
Yeah.
And you go to all your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And you say, hey, y'all, the HOA is trying to get me to take down my displays. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get a petition signed. And you're going to go to every single neighbor, because if you are this bothered by it, it's time to get petitious.
A petition for a petitious petition.
My dog.
Okay, now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Because if that's where you want to go, if the new neighbor doesn't want to come talk to you direct and be like, hey, bro, because if you're convinced it's the new neighbor, it's been 20 years of the same house, the same displays, the same fog machines, and nothing, and now an HOA complaint?
And of course, Bella in Kenosha texted in snaps and claps for you, DZ, because she has a graveyard in her front yard, so of course she agrees
She's
with
like,
you.
Yeah, petition.
Of course. So the problem is they have this big light display at Halloween. The HOA is now all of a sudden telling them they can't have it because of a new neighbor, we think, and they're distraught over it, so what should they do? That's pretty good about the petition.
Maybe it isn't the new neighbor, and some other neighbors have had year-long gripes, but then you still got to address that. I'd be going around door knocking, talking to neighbors too, be like, hey, does my display bother y'all?
No.
I'm going around trying to find out.
Just set it up. That's my advice. Just set it up and screw everybody and wait for them to call the police, and then what are they going to do? Come say, take it down, take it down.
You going
to
take the fine?
The police are going to be like, I ain't got time for this.
I've seen, like, social media.
Fight the HOA.
But social media has shown me that the fines rack up crazy in HOAs depending on where you live. And if you leave it up, you might already be incurring fines. You might end up with a $5,000, $10,000 fine by the end of this thing.
Somebody said, here comes Karen. Absolutely unbelievable. Why can't people mind their own business? And even get me started on the HOA. I don't have an HOA, but the one time I had one, I hated them. And every time they came around, I ignored them.
HOAs do what they want.
And they'd call me and they'd ask me for money, and I'd be like, screw off. I don't even subscribe to you. They're like, but we're mowing the little area in the subdivision. I don't care.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
I'll do it. Okay, go to line one. See, now you're getting me hot mad about HOAs, and this is not about that.
I'm telling you.
Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Good morning. You know what?
I'm
coming around with a piece of paper, and I'm going to ask for $5 in case I got to, you know, take the fine.
Oh, Destiny.
In case I get jammed up.
Hey, that's ask for money?
That's bail money.
By the way, player theme song. I forgot Destiny in Milwaukee has her own theme song, obviously.
Been waiting on it. I'm like, y'all just going to go into the conversation? You don't want your song played, Destiny? You ain't called in forever. You forget now?
We big baby.
Destiny, what do you think this person should do?
I'm telling you, I was right with you, DZ, for the first time ever in life. I mean, I'm glad this is being recorded so that way we can, you know, say I agree with him on something.
Destiny agrees with me?
Destiny, about time you came around. Huh. Well, he's got a good idea. And just admit you have nothing better. Just that's the real problem.
I'm going to soak up the fine. I'm going to take the fine. HOA, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my fine. If you ain't find me then how soon you going to find me now?
Are you going to pay it, though?
How HOAs, like, if you don't pay it, is it like the, because I don't pay my toll fines when they try to come for me in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, like, why are you're they driving around and got pulled over the other day.
They said nothing about my fines. I got pulled over for speeding. And screw you for siding with the police on that one, Destiny. Goodbye. You know what? Now I'm mad again. I don't like you anymore.
Different topic.
You got me mad, girl. Why you got to bring up my speeding ticket?
But does it just go on to the end of your yearly whatever for the HOA fee? Is that what you're asking? Because I don't know.
All of a sudden
I got a hit on my credit because I didn't pay the HOA fee fines. No, I'm good.
That's what I'm saying.
Roland's laughing like he knows what a collection bureau is.
He's boy don't know nothing about nothing.
He will one day. We all will.
If you don't already.
Today is a great day, though. Happy birthday, Molly. Love you, mija. Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, baby.
My niece's birthday is your Halloween baby.
Wait, what?
Oh, niece.
Oh, your niece. I'm like, who the hell has a birthday on Halloween in your family? Your niece. Okay.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly. We don't do extended family shout-outs, but goodbye, Destiny. Okay.
Fine.
Oh, dang it.
Bye.
Love you, bye, fam. Have a great day. Allie said I gotta hang up now. Bye.
She's like, who's next? The aunts, uncles, the great aunts? Come on, Destiny, enough. Immediate family or nada?
Wepa, that part.
All right, so DZ, the problem is she sets up this big display every year, and now they're getting basically a letter from the HOA saying you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you say start a petition. Let's see what everybody else says next. 414-533-1037.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
Okay, so somebody wrote into the show and they're upset because their neighbor's trying to ruin their Halloween display.
They assume it's the new neighbor, but they don't even really know for sure.
So annoying. You said start a petition, which I actually think is really good advice.
Go around to every single neighbor, including the one you think it is, and go, hey, do my display bother you?
Ooh, well, let's start with our boy, Roger, in Milwaukee. Ooh. And then, hold on, you guys. I have a legal assistant on the phone.
Ooh.
So you remember how we said we weren't sure if we could come at them or they could come at us legally?
Right.
We're going to get to that in a
second.
We
gonna find out?
Oh, we got the answers,
first things
everybody.
First, let's take out the trash.
First, the petitions. Let's take out the trash. Nice pun.
Not because he's trash.
Good morning. Allie Deezy. Happy Halloween. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the OGR. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Wepa. Roger, you were a trash man for many years in Milwaukee. That's why we are going to now start saying, let's take out the trash.
Let's do it.
Let's figure it out, Roger.
Yeah, what's your
advice? Okay, you already figured it out, DZ. Petition. That's all you really can do, hands down.
Petition.
Hey. Come on, Roger.
I tell you
That's
what,
you
tell her to come to Bayside. We'll sign her with it. I don't even live over there, and I'll sign with it.
Roger
said, I'll put a fake address.
Roger's like, I don't even live in your neighborhood, but I'll sign for it.
Something tells me that's illegal, Roger. Has the legal assistant sits on hold? No, we don't know.
The good news is we're going
to
find out.
Hey, you know we know how to get around all that legal stuff.
We patting the stats?
Yeah, it's called I just do what I want, don't ask a lawyer, and then I hope they don't come for me later.
Hope you don't get sued?
I just hope.
Hey,
that's what it is.
I know a guy.
We know a few guys, don't we, Roger?
There you go. That's
I know
right.
a guy, but he's a plumber. Do you know a guy that's a lawyer?
Yeah, I got a few lawyers.
I got a few lawyers. I got one on retainer right now.
My boy. Me and Roger got the same guy.
Roger has a lawyer on the phone listening on retainer right now.
Shout out Mr. Levine. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You guys know what's funny?
Petition is what she probably is going to have to do.
No, I get that. What's funny is my sister is a lawyer, and I'm acting like I don't know any lawyers. That's the
irony. You know lawyers.
Of course
people.
I do.
You know lawyers.
I don't ask her, though, because she's a good one.
Well, she's your sister.
You'll go to the next one, then.
She'd put me in jail, so.
She'd say, I'm not helping you. You did that.
No doubt.
All right, Roger. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Hey, love you guys. Enjoy your Halloween. I see you enjoy Chicago. You should have brought me back a sandwich.
Well, who said I didn't? Maybe I have a French dip sitting right here for you. Maybe.
Maybe we hit Portillo's for you.
Brother,
there's one up the street, man. Get out of here.
We did eat Portillo's yesterday. That's the irony when we were in Chicago.
Man,
but that's
come on now,
Roger.
Come
don't
on
worry.
Now. You could have went to a gas station, and got a better sandwich than Portillo's over there.
But not the chocolate cake.
That part, bye, Roger. We love you, man. Peace.
We didn't buy it. It was catered.
Right. Come on, son. What? We didn't pick.
We will tell you why we were in Chicago and what we did and all the reasons we secretly snuck off for a day. We'll tell you everything. Don't worry. That's coming up. All right. Back to what would DZ do? Can we get to our legal assistant on the phone, Maggie in Muskego? No pressure, Maggie.
Maggie, no pressure.
Come on.
None.
We're stressed out over here.
None. But get us out this jam.
Maggie. No. Bring the pressure.
Okay.
Well, all the pressure then, Mags. What's up?
The pressure is their neighbors trying to ruin their Halloween display of like 20 years. They're now complaining. The HOA saying you got to take this extravagant thing. It's like a candy cane lane for Halloween. They're making them take it down.
It's either that or leave it up and get fined.
So here's the question. If we ignore the HOA, can they do anything?
Yes.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Like they could take you to court?
And by the way, the HOA is what runs the neighborhood. Yes. I should say this for all the people who don't know what an HOA is.
Homeowners Association.
They don't own a house. They've never owned a house. That's the people that sometimes run neighborhoods.
Yeah.
The HOA. Thank you.
Tell you whether you can have a fence and what color you can paint it.
But I don't have an HOA. Not all neighborhoods have them. Okay?
Yeah, true.
A lot don't. You don't have one.
Look for the ones
don't
that don't.
One.
Trust me. Look
anyway,
for the ones that don't.
What can they do to us? Talk to us, Maggie.
What they can do is they can sit there and continuously fine you. Like, they can fine you like $100 a day. They
You're
can
kidding.
Fine you whatever they want.
That's what I'm telling
and
you.
Then
no,
what?
I'm not.
And
then
with
then,
$5,000 fine.
But what if I don't pay? Then what?
If you don't pay, then they're going to put a lien on your property.
Oh,
and they can eventually.
Oh, kidding.
They can do that?
No, I'm not. That's they can eventually evict you and take over your property.
Oh, I thought it was like a parking ticket inside of a structure in the city where it's like it's a fake ticket. They really
You're
can't charge it.
Kidding me. Wait. You're kidding.
We had a case.
Oh,
no,
they,
we had a case where this old poor pobrecita, old lady, little viejita, had these big, big planters that were there for years. And all of a sudden, the HOA, you know, her husband, she was there by herself. She, the HOA started fining her $100 a day because they said that the planters needed to go.
What a bunch
and she can't move them.
What a bunch of losers. Get a life anyway, so go on.
They eventually, she had to get, she had to go to court. And
and did she
put
lose?
A lien on her property.
No.
And she did lose. No. Yeah.
Did she? Well, you said she lost?
She lost.
No.
She didn't have anyone to take those planters, and she couldn't afford to hire someone to come do it.
That alone should have been like, yeah, for real. I would have moved them. Oh, man.
You know what? This is where the system failed somebody. See, that is so messed up.
It's so
dumb.
Okay, here's the advice.
What that person needs to do is ask for a copy of the rules and the bylaws of the HOA.
Rules and bylaws.
You're going to find a loophole. Unless it specifically says you cannot have specific structures or displays
machines,
in your yard
whatever,
that are excessive. But it needs to have something. I guarantee the wording is not. I guarantee there's a way to look
Maggie,
at it and find a loophole.
I
in the
hear
wording.
You.
And it might not
lawyer.
Even be updated.
She's saying that there's a way correct. To find a loophole, loophole with the language that they have written because this neighbor is stressed out that they're trying to ruin her Halloween display. They're telling her she has to take it down. The homeowners association's like, no more or you're going to get fined. So we thought, screw it.
Screw
just
it.
Ignore them.
Find
but now
me. What
Maggie, who's a legal assistant on the phone, saying, no, they will put a full lien on your house, which really makes me even more angry.
That means they could take your house from you over some Halloween
why
displays,
are we letting
y'all.
These people run us,
bruh.
Why,
bruh?
Is she worried about the new neighbor? Is the new neighbor over 65?
Is the new neighbor over 65?
It doesn't say.
I don't know.
It doesn't say age. It just says they moved in over the summer. So I'm assuming they're, you know, got to be at least grown mid 30s to 60, 70s.
I mean, usually the ones who are complaining about everything
older.
Are the ones who have nothing better to do.
Well, yes, they have no problems in their life, and that's why they come up with dumb ones.
Here's what it says. It says, I'm pretty sure the new neighbor didn't say anything, but they didn't make it clear. It says they're not into the dark stuff. They must
well, they think
be...
Halloween's creepy or
they
something?
Must be, yeah. They must come be a on. Part of the side that think Halloween is demonic, dude. Satanic, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
My mind is blown
well,
right now.
They should have moved to Disneyland.
Amen.
Maggie, we appreciate
Maggie,
you, dog.
We love you. Thank you for your expertise.
I'm trying to get my own theme song. I'm trying to get my own theme song.
Wepa, well, day one. Know. Day one.
You can be our legal assistant theme holder, and we will use you as our legal voice every time. I mean,
how about that?
David Gruber might have an issue with it, but he'll come in if he wants to trump you, okay?
Or he could just give you a job, and we can make it an even exchange.
Exactly. I still work for the state of Florida.
Oh,
so
damn, you out.
Hire me here in Wisconsin.
Florida,
girl.
Wait, do you live here and you work for the state of Florida?
She deals with Florida man.
Absolutely,
I love a good work
from
home
job. I
want.
Yes, she deals
I
with Florida man. That's
I
crazy.
Want.
Wow,
Maggie.
Oh,
you are my spirit
boss.
Animal. Hashtag I do what I want.
Yeah,
girl.
She
all
wolf.
Day, every day.
She wolf. All right, say less.
Okay, say less. Thank you for your expertise. Goodbye.
Day one.
Bye. Bye.
Much love. That was
love
great.
Love her.
Took over.
Loved her. She was fun.
That was great.
Marie and Muskego texted in and said it's been 20 years and now the HOA is a problem. I like the idea of a petition, DZ, but I would also contact the board and ask what changed in the rules since last year. And they're saying, no, it's just the guy complaining.
I don't know if you could request a meeting with the board of directors of your HOA, but
you
I would definitely do that to sit down and holler at him. A private meeting, too. Like, I don't even want to do it at the next city hall or whatever.
Look, you should be able to request a meeting with anybody who has any kind of power over you, in my opinion.
Because you're going to see me. Because you're going to see me.
Honest to God.
I know where you live. We all live in the same neighborhood.
Seriously. Seriously. Last but not least, Amanda's in Racine this morning. I'm scared. Amanda.
Nailed it.
It was impressive.
It means it's going to be great advice today.
Amanda.
Yes, it is.
You are on one for Halloween.
Oh, kicking it up a notch.
Well, prove it.
Okay, Emerald.
Okay.
She said, bam.
Well, bam, bam, bam.
Dang. Well, I think, you know, we found out a lot from, who just called in? Maggie and Muskego, our legal assistant. Now, Amanda, the problem is the HOA is coming for their Halloween display. What's your advice? It better be better.
Okay. Well, I'm throwing that out the window. I say do what Jamestown Lights does, but they do the Christmas lights and the Halloween lights at all the houses in the neighborhood. Get the whole neighborhood to have the decorations. Get everybody in.
Make a candy cane lane
fun.
Of Halloween.
You gonna find us all? Are you gonna find us all? Anarchy!
DZ, yesterday was National Text Your Ex Day.
Ew.
Thank God we were gone, okay? Because I did nothing naughty, everybody. Or did I?
Or did you?
Or did I?
Because it's Friday.
Because I got back late last night. Or did I?
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you in dumpster fire dating if I texted my ex and which
Dog,
one.
Please.
I was kid free. I might have.
You really were kid free. So you might have.
Anyways.
And I say please I actually care, but you do what you want. You're your own human being.
Well, speaking of kids, dumpster fire dating's after Am I the Jerk, which is next. Speaking of kids, what? You know, today is Halloween.
Halloween.
And you and I have talked about how, you know, Halloween, it feels like it's over for a lot of us who went trick-or-treating last weekend.
But it ain't.
But it's not. Tonight, Hudson has trick-or-treating in his dad's house.
Tonight's the real monster mash.
It must be, is it Menominee Falls? I don't even know what damn city they're in tonight.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean? You don't know where your kids are at?
Sussex, Menominee Falls, they all run together. I don't know technically what city they're trick-or-treating in, if that makes sense.
Okay. What divided line of the city limits?
Exactly. But I just got the text from Hudson because they're coming to my house. It's my weekend with my kids. And he says, are you going to take me to dad's after school since it's Halloween there?
Is your dad going to come get you since it's Halloween there?
I wanted to be like, was dad coming to get you?
What? Didn't I come get you? What?
Well, you know what I wrote back. I said, sure.
Of course you did.
And then he hearted it, and I'm going to take my baby trick-or-treating again tonight, fine.
Of course you did.
I'm actually not going to take him trick-or-treating. I'm going to drop him off at his dad's, and then I'm going to make his dad bring him home after trick-or-treating. That's what I'm going to do.
That part.
But I thought it was so cute that he waits till, 7:20 on Halloween morning to ask if I'm going to bring him back to his dad's today.
Even more ironic that not even an hour ago, I was like, oh, you want to come trick-or-treating with the boys? You know, come
and
trick-or-treating.
I said, no.
We're going trick-or-treating again. It is actually Halloween today, and you're like, oh, no, we're done. They're not doing that again.
That's what I said to DZ.
I was like, okay.
True story.
It's fine. It's fine.
I said, no, absolutely
now
not.
Now you are.
Now
you are.
Somebody said, come trick-or-treating in Sheboygan. Oh, it's Menominee Falls tonight. That's where he's going. He must be going to Menominee Falls trick-or-treating. Like
Word.
I said, these some of these towns run together, and I don't know what actual city my boys live in at their father's, if I'm being honest.
Well,
whether it's Menominee Falls. It must be Menominee Falls.
Milwaukee and St. Francis are tonight, so we're both going to be trick-or-treating out. And didn't I tell you last weekend that people are theorizing that there's going to be trick-or-treaters in Bayview tonight again?
Why?
Because there was a whole little disagreement. A lot of Bayview wanted to keep it on the 31st today.
Right, like normal people. And then the other people didn't.
Because the tradition in Bayview is that you...
It's the Saturday of the last Saturday of the month.
The last Saturday of the month.
Blah.
Yeah, whatever. Miss me with that. It should always be on the 31st.
Can I tell you something? My hairstylist defended that.
Really?
And I was like sitting
there. The last Saturday?
Because, you know, I got my hair done on Wednesday, and I haven't seen you talk about this since. She told me...
Which looks good, by the way.
Thank you. She said, we were talking about this, and I was going off about it. Do you know why they like it on the last Saturday?
Why? Because so I can disagree.
Because they're those people, we had this discussion, where their friends always have, everybody knows they have a party the last Saturday of October now, and trick-or-treating revolves around their personal parties, and I'm like, so basically the people who throw parties it's their tradition,
it's
not the city's.
Yeah, it's vanity.
I guess.
And now it's to fit their
and
schedules.
She also said parents don't want to go on a weekday because they're not home from work by 5, or it's a stressful day. And I'm like, well, we figure, as kids,
well, then de-stress with your family,
bruh.
If you're stressed when you get home, you got to breathe a little
bit,
Poppy.
Thank you. We figured it out as kids. We went on trick-or-treating.
Because I get it. You come
or
home.
Or we went on Halloween, I mean.
And these kids are going crazy, and you're like, the last thing I want to do is go take y'all to go get even crazier. But guess what? We got to do it.
Totally. Well, Am I the Jerk should have been. Am I the Jerk if I don't take them on Halloween?
That's what it really should have been, though.
But you already know I'm going to take Hudson trick-or-treating tonight, so fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Germantown's tonight, too. Everybody's texting in all the cities that have it tonight. Caledonia. Shout out to all the cities tonight. Hey, enjoy your trick-or-treating. All right. Coming up next, we have got Am I the Jerk? And it is Halloween themed, of course, but it involves a tattoo. A Halloween tattoo.
Ooh, a boo tattoo?
A boo tattoo. And then did I text my ex on National Text Your Ex Day yesterday? Haha, dumpster fire dating on a Friday.
Speaking of booze.
You nosy people. I almost said a naughty word.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll tell you everything next.
Still think you're a jerk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get a Halloween tattoo with her. Or else.
Or else.
Yikes.
Is that a beware sign? What is that?
It sounds like it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen up. You can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us, slide into our DMs, whatever.
Do what you got to do, man. We'll get it.
We got to give her a name, too. She said, Allie and DZ, every year on Halloween, I go get a tattoo. It's like a tradition for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have a boyfriend this year. We've been dating for about 9 months, and he has no tattoos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I really want him to get some tattoos because I love tattoos. I think they're attractive, and while I don't want to say it's all about appearance, because it isn't, it's something I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. And how we even ended up together is beyond me.
Oh, just wondering that. Same thing, girl.
I normally date guys with lots of tattoos. Yeah, well, no, enter the problem here.
Oh, you wanted a blank canvas so you could fill up the Etch-A-Sketch. Got it.
Right? We are, here we are on Halloween now with my tradition. I asked him to go get a tattoo with me. He doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. But I told him this is a real deal breaker. It is that important to me. And if he doesn't want to get a tattoo with me, I'll find a man who does, period.
Bet.
Am I the jerk for demanding my boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with me? Serious Shonda. Serious.
Okay, I was going to say, what are we going to name her? Sarah.
Not screwing around, not messing around.
I was going to say Tattoo Trina.
Tattoo Trina works for me because she means business.
Because she means business.
And Trina sounds like a name where they mean
she's
business.
She's trying to ink it, bro.
She's saying either he gets a tattoo with me or I'm out. Am I the jerk for making him get a Halloween tattoo with me? His body, his choice.
Yeah.
You're the jerk, girl.
But did she say what kind of tattoo?
She says Halloween tattoo. Just, let me go back to the top. She
has
said,
to be a Halloween
every
tattoo.
On Halloween, I get a tattoo. It's a tradition for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's your tradition, though. Mm-hmm.
Not, I guess she wants him in it. What do you think? Is she the jerk because she's very passionate about tattoos?
You know I love tattoos.
I know.
I'm a supporter of let's go get a tattoo.
How many do you have?
I think 11 at this rate.
So many. This is how you know people have a lot of tattoos, when they can't tell you anymore how many they have.
I stopped counting.
You're that guy.
I'm the guy that wants to be covered, and I'm not the guy that wants to tattoo my eyeballs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to end up, you know, sleeved up, legs tatted, body tatted. I want to ink my whole body.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As Wiz said, I enjoy body art, body modifications.
Yeah.
Tattoos are particularly my favorite form of body self-expression,
mm-hmm,
and art self-expression.
Right.
I would never in my life look at my wife and go, we got to get this tattoo together.
Or else you're
or
out.
Else.
Or I'll find a woman who will.
Or else I'm taking my boys and we're out of here. What?
That's what she's saying.
That being said, when you find a partner that you do like, that you do love, I should say, that you want to spend time with, you suggest things that are of your hobby and nature because you want to share your hobby and nature with your partner.
Right.
I've paid for tattoos for my wife. I've given tattoos to my wife as a gift while we were still just dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I knew she wanted a tattoo. I didn't pick the tattoo. I picked the artist and I paid for it. I was just like, hey, you want this tattoo? You tell him what you want. We're going to get it done.
And then
this
you
is my
decide.
Guy. You decide. Right? I had no control, zero idea of what it wanted to be.
Somebody said Trip and Trina.
Trip
her
and
name.
Trina.
Somebody said, what is she, 18? No, I don't think so.
They got to be young, though, to be saying, I like tattoos. Because what is the drama in, I don't want to say vanity, but what's the weird attachment to you date guys with tattoos and now you get a blank canvas guy and say, hey, start getting tats with me.
Right. Well, Tempest said, not only is she the jerk, she's delusional. It's only been 9 months. She said she's going to find a new man who'll do it with her if he doesn't. Listen, John in Germantown has the best text.
What?
He said, I don't think jerk is the correct word. I'd say more like psychopath.
Oh, hey, yeah.
She just wants her man to get a tattoo.
She just wants the man to get tatted up. She's not a jerk for asking.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No. I don't think she's the jerk for asking. She just can't demand it.
Okay, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. She wants to know, Trip and Trina, or Tattoo Trina, whatever you want to call her.
Trip and Tattoo Trina.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for demanding her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her. She said if he doesn't want to get one, she'll find one who does.
Girl.
Boy.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her. It's her tradition. They've been dating for 9 months. He has no tattoos. And she said, if you don't do it with me, I'll find a man who does.
Y'all are going to call me crazy for saying I understand wanting to share your traditions and hobbies with your partner. Right? I get it. I get wanting to go, I don't think you're crazy for that.
What's the crazy part then?
The crazy part is that, I mean, maybe she's okay in justifying by saying, if you don't want to get this with me, fine, but that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She's not the jerk for saying, this is that big of a deal for me.
She's not the jerk for that. But you're right about that, actually.
She's
being completely honest. You can walk into any relationship and say, this doesn't work for me. But you know what? But it's what she's choosing that makes her the jerk.
You don't want to get tatted?
You almost brought me around, DZ. Stop with your trickery.
Come on.
Knock it off.
Almost got you
Go
there.
To Chelsea and Franklin. We're starting with her first. Ah, that's it. I guess.
Oh, now
talking.
You don't want to talk to
nope,
me.
I'm not talking to you
I'm making
anymore.
Too much sense by saying she's not the jerk expressing how she wants and what she wants.
Don't even look at me right now. I can't even look at you. Hey, Chelsea.
You still go get food later, though, right?
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, we're definitely going out to brunch
later.
Okay,
cool.
Don't worry.
All right,
we're
still getting brunch
Chelsea,
later. Chelsea, good morning.
Jerk or not the jerk for making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo.
Coming from a girl that is covered in tattoos, this chick is a psychopath.
What?
A psychopath.
Oh, snap.
What? Dang!
From so
After
psychopath to
months,
psychopath?
9 months. I don't know why she thinks she has a right to tell somebody to get a tattoo because she wants one.
And what if it was longer than 9 months? Would she have
a right?
Had
it been 9 years. 9 years,
well,
call
that's
it.
A good question.
Let's say.
Right. 9 years, maybe. But come on.
No way.
So 9 years, then
and
you got claimed?
9 years is worse.
Well, 9 years.
Like, oh,
thank you.
She's going to go find a man that will. Then, buddy, hold the door open for her and let her go find that man.
Hey, snaps on that one.
Don't let the door hit you in the rear end.
That's what made her the jerkiest for me, saying, oh, you won't? Then somebody else will.
And maybe that's her that's her stand. She's taking her stand on what she wants. Maybe.
True, but she is taking a stand on what she wants. See, now you're trying to bring me back.
See, I am bringing you back. All right, thanks for calling, Chelsea. Chelsea said, definitely a jerk. In fact, she's a psychopath, if we're being completely honest.
Psycho jerk, not a psycho killer. Got it.
Doesn't really need mental health help, so not a true psychopath,
but you know, close enough.
Maybe in a relationship, a little tough.
Tattooed right. Crazy. How about that?
There we go. Thanks for calling, Chelsea.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
She was really funny.
She said psychopath.
Lindsay in Grafton texted in and said, jerk. She's been with him for 9 months. She knew he doesn't have any tattoos. His body, his choice.
Okay, but clearly he likes tattoos because he's with her and she's covered. covered in tattoos.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Kaylee in Watertown texted in, jerk. She demanded her boyfriend of only 9 months with zero tats to get a Halloween tattoo. Oh, please. That's just insane.
Did she say demand? Because demand is a strong word, right? Was it an ask?
Yes,
was
she demanded, DZ, because she said, I'll break up with you if you don't do it. She said, if you don't want it, well, she didn't say break up. She said, I'll find someone who will.
See? Was that just like the fake threat of like, come on, get the tat with me. Another guy would, right?
Know.
Trying to poke a little jealousy into him.
Well,
not me trying to justify.
Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville.
We have one of
our regulars on the phone right now. Lindsay, a.k.a. what do they call Franksville? Kroutville.
Which for years I didn't understand
they called it Kroutville because they made sauerkraut there. I caught up to that years later, but
now
good
it makes
to know.
Sense.
Anyway,
well,
hey.
You can smell it. You smell the cabbage as you go through. I took
that's
my kids
what that
through
is?
There because we don't live there anymore. So yeah, you go through and you can smell the cabbage.
Wait, that's
so.
Really what that is?
Wait, where do you live now? What city? Do we have to change your city?
I mean, I'm still from Franksville, but I live in Milwaukee now because I moved in with my wife and kids.
Dang it! Franksville to Milwaukee. Gotta keep it Franksville. You are the only Franksville regular we have. We're keeping it Franksville. Lindsay, is she the jerk for demanding her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her? It's her tradition. They've been dating for 9 months. He has no tattoos.
Say no. Come on. Everybody loves tattoos. Everybody, I want a tattoo right now. Talking
DZ,
about it. Come on. Come
I
on.
Mean, Allie, we're taking it from the one that got the 103.7 Kiss FM tattoo from a bet.
Dude.
No, she's a jerk.
You know what? I got to say something. You're right, Lindsay. If people don't know this about DZ, he has a tattoo on his calf, a 103.7 Kiss FM tattoo that he got. What year was it? 2016?
Hell yeah.
He had a bet with Gibbons at the time on the morning because DZ worked behind the scenes. He did a ton of stuff in the building.
Producer, overnight,
sports station.
Commercials.
Yes, he was on Kiss for a long time. Anyway, so before that, you bet our producer at the time about the election and we couldn't believe it and you lost. So one of you had to get a Kiss FM tattoo and you ended up with it.
It's one of the reasons I don't make political bets no more. Or bet, period. Because I'm like, dog, I be having bad luck with these bet situations.
But
I'll make more tattoo bets, though. What's
how
up?
Ironic that he got the Kiss FM tattoo on his calf and then circled back to be on the morning show with me. It all made sense.
Talking
in the
about
end.
Paid dues.
Good thing I ain't covering it. Be like, hey, this is my tradition. I go to get a Halloween tattoo. Would you like to join me?
Sure.
But to be like, hey, I'm going to do this. If you don't, I'm going to find someone else. It's like, all right, enjoy that.
Bye.
And,
bye.
Yeah,
she took it too far.
Yeah. Okay, so two jerks. One psychopath and one jerk so far. That's
come,
where we're
come
at.
Come back to me when you're done, please.
When you're done.
don't hang up. Come back to me when you're done.
Oh, bet.
Oh, you want to talk to us?
Oh, hold on, Lindsay.
Oh,
I thought she was joking.
She was talking about the girl in the Am I the Jerk? I thought she was saying
to the person
who wrote in.
No,
she
was
talking to
us.
No, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Okay.
Side note.
We'll talk to you in a second. Hold on, Lindsay.
Got it.
All right, last but not least, we got to go to Kelly in Sussex, and I know she's got tattoos.
Oh, Kelly's tatted.
She's one of my friends now. She called in. She became a regular. We became friends because we have so much in common. Like our weight loss, our skin removal surgeries, and now we're friends.
And soon, tattoos in common.
And soon, tattoos, because I'm going to get one this fall. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Is she the jerk for making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo?
I'm going to say she's the jerk because tattoos are not for everyone, and they're very permanent.
True. Well, for the most part, nowadays.
Something you want.
Yeah.
Well,
so you're telling me, Kelly, a guy you're in love with comes up and says, Halloween tattoo or nothing. You're doing it or you're leaving?
No, I would not do it.
Liar.
No? Liar. You're going to get tatted. You lie. You big lying right now. You wouldn't maybe not get matching tattoos, but you going to get tatted.
Liar.
Don't lie. Big cap. Cap, 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 cap,
goodbye.
Cap.
No, I'm just kidding.
Cap,
no, Kelly,
cap, cap.
I think we all agree. It's got to be jerk today for Am I the Jerk. This is crazy.
I tried to fix
this
it and
crazy.
Get somebody to say
no.
Not the jerk just because I love tattoos. But the reality is you are a psychopath if you are sitting there trying to force somebody to get a tattoo.
And get a tattoo that doesn't even have them on top of that. Get a life.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That being said, Allie, when are we getting tatted, though? Today?
Are you demanding it?
I'm demanding it. We're going to get tattoos today.
No,
Halloween tattoos today.
No, I'm doing it in the winter, actually. Kelly, listen, Kelly's on the phone, which is fine. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
When do you think I should get a tattoo? I think I should do it in the winter.
I think so, too.
Because I'm still outside. The sun is still out right now. I go outside a lot, even then they'll work. True. I really want to wait till it's like winter.
Okay.
And then I'll do it. And then you
and
both
I better be with you.
Fine. You got till December 1st.
I'm so excited how many people want to come with me to my first tattoo. I'm
gonna
so
have to
excited.
Rent out a whole tattoo shop.
Well, I'm gonna need you guys there because you know I'm gonna be screaming, "This hurts!"
No, no, no.
It's a good pain.
It's a good pain.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Side notes aside, Kelly.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Bye.
Bye. Much love.
So it's total jerk.
Swept out, man. Not even a question. Not even a. I mean, we could have looked at this and stopped that psychopath for a lot of people. I swear.
Who texted in and said she's the jerk? What's next? A Christmas nose job?
When you put it like that.
Christmas. I mean, I know a doc if you need one.
If it's tradition, I mean, who are we to go against tradition?
AlumMKE.com, book your consult.
Hashtag that is an ad.
Hashtag ad. Oh, that's really funny. Okay, now, we all agree that she's a jerk, and I hope you're listening to this, girlfriend, because Trina, you are very tripping, trifling.
Yeah.
All the tees today.
With all the tattoos.
All right, we have to give away our last set of tickets and then dumpster fire dating. Did I reach out and text my ex? I got to be honest. I did text a man on the way home from Chicago with the hopes of hanging out last night.
You did?
I haven't texted a dude like that in I don't know how long, months.
Look me in my eyeballs and tell me that again.
I texted a man last night in the hopes of hanging out with him.
Stop blinking like that. Who did you text?
I swear to God. Swear to God. I'll tell you in dumpster fire dating.
You
but
dog,
right now,
you.
I know I am. But did he respond is dun, the question.
Dun, dun.
All right, let's give away these tickets. 414-533-1037. Caller number 24, you're going to go see Young Gravy because he's coming on the 24th of November to the rave. And then dumpster fire dating after that. Good luck, Kiss FM. Oh, my.
What
oh,
up?
My. There's a lot happening on Halloween today on Friday, 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. We got to talk to Megan and Racine before we even get to dumpster fire dating this morning. Hi, Megan.
Who's Megan?
Hi.
Morning, hey. Megan.
Well, Megan is our last winner of the week.
Hey, going to see Young Gravy. Gravy Ball, baby.
Girl, how funny is it that they're bringing Young Gravy to the rave on Thanksgiving week with the gravy intact,
they're
right?
Smart. They're smart. Come on now. That's marketing 101 right there. Top tier.
Are you a mom at all, Megan? I know it's a personal.
I am.
Likes moms.
You can't go to the show. You can't go to the show.
Do not look Young Gravy in the eye. He's going to hit on you. Do not look him in the eye.
It's like the Medusa effect, except for you turn into gravy.
No eye contact. Trust me with that. Well, congratulations, Megan.
Thank you so much. We hope you have a great time.
Somebody's going to be in touch, and we appreciate you. We got to get to dumpster fire dating, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Hold on. Do you think I texted my ex last night?
Yes.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Who said? I didn't say I did. I said I texted a man to hang out with
you. You the one that asked.
I didn't say it was an ex, but maybe it was.
Well, I mean, what day was it yesterday, you say?
Time for me to confess to the consequences of my own actions, everybody.
That part.
Don't worry.
YOLO.
Maggie, yeah. Oh, we're bringing that back. We're doing that. We're doing that again.
All right, Megan.
They're doing platinum again.
Thanks for backing me up. Appreciate you, Megan. Have a great day.
Bye. Much love.
See,
peace.
She said it was okay. She said YOLO. Uh-huh. She said I could text my ex. Mm-hmm. She said I could.
YOLO.
But I did text a man on the way back from Chicago last night. I'm not going to lie. Hoping he would hang out with me and wait to hear what happened next.
You need to get coffee. You need to do anything. You got
to
use the bathroom.
Sorry, guys. Give me some Dua Lipa. Give me 2 minutes of my girl power song and we'll come back with dumpster fire dating. Hold on.
Is will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Oh, see, I got it in before 8 o'clock, and I have no pun intended with that line. Because all the people who go to school are like, we miss it if we have to get out of the car.
Well, you're welcome.
We got to go to work. Well, then you got to listen on the Odyssey app, or you have to listen back to our podcast, which we put up every single day, the entire show.
If you don't know, that's your fault.
In one take for you, right there. Okay, so DZ, did I text an ex yesterday?
What's
for
the word?
National Text Your Ex Day.
Well, you randomly said, I texted somebody on my way home from Chicago trying to hang out. And I was like, who are you trying to hang out with on the way back from Chicago?
I did. I was like, you know what? Let me hit this guy
up.
Who you know
in Illinois?
Nobody. It was somebody in Wisconsin.
Who you know in Racine or Kenosha?
Nobody. He's in Milwaukee.
Pleasant Prairie.
He's in Milwaukee.
Oh, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, let's see here. So
he was trying to hit it on the way back to New Berlin.
Kind of. Here's what happened. We talked last week on Dumpster Fire Dating about how Halloween is the loneliest holiday of the year for singles, which just blew our minds, by the way.
Just know.
But But okay. It kind of made sense that when people started calling in and explaining, well, yeah, because you've got groups in costumes, mm-hmm. you've got couple costumes, parties. It's a
families.
Group, it's a group holiday. Yeah. It's not a single person. You don't go by yourself trick-or-treating. It's a group holiday.
Generally, you don't, right?
Right?
Right.
That being said, who did I text on the way back? I'm driving from Illinois. Now I got time on my hands. We'll tell you why we were in Chicago.
Hands-free texting,
of course. I use Surrey. And I thought, you know what? He asked me to hang out last week. And he said, on Friday, October 24th, he says, want to do something tomorrow?
Who's this?
Orphan Boy.
Who?
Orphan Boy.
Bruh.
You've met.
I know I've met Orphan Boy. I know Orphan Boy.
And we all went out to dinner.
We went to dinner with
Orphan Boy. We had a double date.
My wife met Orphan Boy.
Aaron met Orphan Boy. So, you know, him and I text here and there, but he also came to my birthday when we were at Pottawatomie, and I was texting other men in front of him, and he was like, you're texting other dudes? I go, I am. I'm sorry, Orphan Boy. I am.
Sorry, Bobby.
So we became friends at that moment. I go,
we're bros.
We're bros. So then I think he kind of let time go, and he goes, want to do something tomorrow? And I go, sure. Because he goes, like bowling? Or darts.
But as like a date?
And then he says, I guess that's what people in Wisconsin do. And then he goes, hunting? Question mark. He's being, because he
sarcastic.
Moved back here. His family is here. He moved back. And I met him right after he moved
back a year ago. That's right.
So he's being funny when he says, I guess that's what people in Wisconsin do.
He was freshly moved back when we met.
Yeah. So I say, no hunting.
No hunting, nah.
But yeah, let's do something. He says, I'm in. I'm not a hunter anyways. I just need to have a fun night of fun. Ha
oh.
ha.
Oh.
And he said, or we could just talk. I have a lot to catch you up on.
Oh, dang.
And I go, sounds perfect.
Oh, he did have a lot of stuff going down at the moment. Mm-hmm. I remember he was a character. Oh, yeah. He was a character.
So I say, sounds perfect. So then he texts me the next day, which was last Saturday after our bike drive, and says, did you give a lot of bikes away? And I didn't respond ever until yesterday.
Well,
because
we were collecting them, my guy, not giving them away.
But we were supposed to hang out last Saturday.
And it didn't work out.
Because my kids changed their mind and decided to come over
treat.
And trick or treat. So
now I remember.
I ended up having my kids on the days I wasn't. I blew him off. I never hit him up. So yesterday I'm driving back from Illinois. I'm like, you know what? Let me hit up Orphan Boy, dude.
Yeah. We had plans. We'd been talking.
It's been a week, so I hit him up and I said, hey, guess who's on her way back from Illinois?
Hey, big head.
I said, sorry about not hanging out. You know, my kids decided last weekend. He hearted that.
Okay, so he acknowledged.
He said, oh, you're good. I was tired and wasn't an antisocial state of mind anyway.
Appreciate that acknowledgement.
And then he's like, why were you in Illinois? And I was like, work stuff. And he goes, that's fun. Let's hang soon.
Soon?
I literally sent the text like, hey, what are you up to? Like, guess. And he's like, yeah, let's. He didn't even say, do you want to hang out later? He
knew.
This is why Orphan Boy is single. He missed the mark, dude.
No, I don't think he missed the mark. I just think he closed the door. He said, not today. He knew.
You don't think
That by every text and word that you said.
He didn't say not today. He said, that's fun. Let's hang out soon.
Yeah, that's saying not today. That's him going, I acknowledge the fact that you said, hey, I'm on my way back.
Do you think he knew I meant
today? Read that one more time.
I said, guess who's on her way back from Illinois? And then I said, sorry about not hanging out last weekend. He said, oh, you're good. I was tired and in an antisocial state of mind. And then he says, why were you in Illinois?
Yeah.
I say, work stuff. And he says, that's fun. Let's hang soon. And then I never replied.
Yeah.
So I thought
yeah.
he was going to be like, oh, let's do something.
Yeah. Now he had the door open to be like, oh, you want to stop by?
Because
you trying to hang out?
Well, now when he's going to ask me to hang out again, I'm going to be like, no.
You guys are going to keep just
we're
swapping
just gonna be
busies.
Buds.
Yeah.
Buddies.
You guys are homies.
We're homies.
Yeah.
And we'll see each other if we see each other. But I think the problem is we're both so ADHD. That we're all, he's very much like me. Like, we're all over the place. And I don't know if that's a good thing with two people.
Yeah.
Because we kind of just go, you know what? You're out, so am I. Bye.
Well, can I tell you what I think sounds like off in that? Neither one of you guys was like, hey, let's hang out. Let's hang out. You guys just like talked and then stopped talking. you converse and then stopped responding.
Well, I did.
And both
I stopped
of y'all,
responding.
But you, I feel like we've talked about he's also done the same where like you're responding and then he falls off.
But I don't even like him like that.
Yeah.
He's my buddy.
But I think
he's really funny and I like hanging out with him, which is why when we all went on that double date, I said, dude, I could totally be friends with him. Like, he is a fun guy.
Dude's hilarious.
And he's ADHD, so his energy's the same as me. If we go out, it's like the same.
See,
we both need to keep it moving.
What I don't think you realize is how well y'all like mesh that you guys are such buddies, y'all could just end up together.
Nah,
off
I don't
of
know
buddies.
About that.
Off of being buddies and being
you think
like,
we're gonna be buddies and then just kiss one day?
Yeah.
No way.
I swear I see it.
I don't know.
I promise you.
You think?
Yep.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm not even gonna lie to you right now. Yes.
Dear Orphan Boy.
Yes.
Okay, let me write him now that we've decided this since I don't care and I know him. All right. Dear Orphan Boy.
What are you saying?
Dear orphan boy.
Hold on.
Should we think this out?
We got to think this out.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Hold on.
He's probably listening, going, Allie, you dummy.
You dummy.
Would you stop?
I'm surprised he ain't texting you right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all in kindergarten right now, bro. Yeah. My old married self is out here just rolling.
He said, dear orphan boy, he says, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, he said, why didn't you ask him? Why didn't you ask me to hang out yesterday I said I was on the way back? Ask him straight up. Be like that. Be blunt. You're blunt.
Oh, God. All right. Hold on.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, so I did text Orphan Boy on my way back from Chicago last night, and then he's like, yeah, let's hang soon. Missed the mark. So then I just texted him, and I said, dear Orphan Boy.
Started it like a love letter.
And he wrote back, yes, ma'am. And then I said nothing. And then he wrote back, you all bleep and kill me, which means he's totally listening,
means
but
he's
who cares?
Listening.
Which means, boy, why didn't you ask her to hang out last night?
Come
when
on.
She texted you and was like, I'm on my way back, big head.
Come
you could have been like, hey, little head, slide by.
What are you doing? Let's hang out.
Slide by, little mama.
Well, somebody texted in, Allie, it's the friendly banter for me.
Yeah.
Somebody said, y'all perfect for one another. Me and Orphan Boy?
I mean,
don't know. You've met him. You really think you could see us together?
I don't know about perfect, but I could see you guys because I get your concept of saying that physical like spark that that I want to, you know, get up on you, boy. That ain't necessarily
the
like
passion.
Right there. That passion.
I like,
thank you.
I like the passionate connections. Those are the ones. He's texting me. He's listening.
But with the goofball type cats, you know, that passion might come later. You know, it could be layered underneath.
Built up.
I speak from experience with this, right? Like, he might be the sleeper that will integrate himself in because he knows what it takes. Listen, the funny cats always have the deepest pools. If you don't know, you don't know.
What do you
and
mean?
And those that do, do. The funniest cats have the deepest pools. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dudes with the funniest that'll make you laugh the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, have the most trauma.
They have the most trauma.
Like,
they've been the most, they've lived
funny.
The most experience.
We're screwed
that's why,
up.
Yeah.
We've been through so much garbage.
Exactly.
Our trauma.
So when you peel that back after some time, because it will take time with people that have that deep-seated trauma, you're going to uncover somebody that's way different than the surface-level ha-ha-he-he cat that you are currently facing with. And then that's when y'all going to end up making out. Because you're going to go, oh my God, now he's attractive because I know his depths. And that's what makes him handsome. You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome.
Dude, look what he's writing.
What'd he say?
Look what he's writing. Look what he just wrote. He's listening.
Yeah. You got to be clear. He's 100000. Oh, there's a lot
that's
of zeros.
That's Orphan Boy texting.
I'm making sure I know how much percentage he's saying I'm right. He's basically saying I'm 1,000,000,000% correct.
But he said, I have to be clear with how many exclamation? He said, you got to be clear. 1, 2, 3 exclamation points. Like that I did not ask him to hang out last night, so he didn't know.
Because in my head, I would have read that as if I was a single cat, right? Aaron's not in the picture. No boys, just me, you know, putting myself in Orphan Boy's.
Texts you out of nowhere and says,
I'm going to assume that's her trying to make a move. So then balls in my court to go, well, then are you trying to hang out? Because otherwise, why are you texting
me? Thank you.
But
thank
then
you.
You're you. And you could just be ADD, bored in the car going, doo, 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 doo.
Guess what
texting
I'm doing?
Somebody random. Hi, what are you doing? I don't actually want to hang out, but I just want to talk real quick.
Oh, wait. I forgot Bella's on the phone. My bad. He did write, Orphan Boy did send a text because he's clearly listening to us. He said, lots and lots of trauma. You're right.
And it's going to take some peeling back them layers, bro, because he really is funny on the surface to stop from crying. Handshake emoji, Poppy.
Handshake emoji. Let's go to Bella and Kenosha. Oh, Lord. I love it how Orphan Boy is listening and then texting responding to everything we say. It's really funny.
He's texting back on the text
I'm
line.
I'm writing nothing. Whoa. Oh, it's Bella. Look at you trying to be spooky on Halloween. My dating life isn't spooky enough for you.
She said the nightmare of milkshakes.
The
nice
horror of this.
What up, Orphan Boy?
What up, OB? What up, OB?
What up, Orphan Boy? Mm-hmm. Bella.
Listen, Allie, when you said what you text, I'm like, at no point did you say, what you doing? Want to hang out?
True.
You just said, what you doing?
I'm sure.
Like, he would text you back, and then you wouldn't respond for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So he might have just thought you was just casually hitting him up, being like, I'm bored on the way home.
Because I felt bad that we didn't hang out last week.
But he really could have, and he should have. Had he been top tier on the ball, had he been on the ball with his game, he would have been like, well, perfect opportunity to suggest we hang out. But he knows he currently friend zone, and he's not trying to off-put.
a friendly interaction. Respectful.
So he's being respectful, going, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's great.
Great. We should, good for you.
We should hang out soon. Maybe his, we should hang out soon. And not maybe, I know it. I'm just going to call it out. I've been trying not to. His, we should hang out soon was your chance to respond back and go, what about now? And you ain't hit back.
That's
so the conversation closed.
DZ, you are 100%.
Round of applause. DZ got this one right.
Somebody said, honestly, Orphan Boy might be sick of the ghost text. Mm. Okay, fair. Mm. Brandon from Tosa texted, and we know him now. He said, thank you, DZ.
He wouldn't be sick of the ghost text, because otherwise he wouldn't be texting back.
He said, you guys should call me and get my thoughts. Wait, you want to be on the air?
Let's get him on the line.
Man.
If Orphan Boy wants to call in, we gotta set this up. I swear to God, we will talk.
Let's do it.
If he's serious, okay, we're going to call him next.
Let's call his bluff.
I swear to God, I'm calling Orphan Boy next.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
I cannot believe this is happening, but it's happening, everybody.
No mistakes are being made. This is a third edition, special edition on a Friday, and this is when I love controlling the board.
Dude, somebody texted in the anticipation. They said dumpster fire dating's on fire today.
Part three, baby.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Orphan Boy has agreed to call into the radio show and speak his mind, because as we were talking about dumpster fire dating, if you missed it, I texted him last night. I said, I'm on my way back from Illinois because we were in Chicago, and it went right over his head. He didn't ask me to hang out, and you said that I was the problem.
It went over both of y'all heads. You guys are both the problems and equally as ADHD.
But he said everything you said was true. So then he said,
oh, I know.
He said, why don't you guys call me and get my thoughts? And I said, okay. And he said, seriously? And I said, yeah.
He said, OB said, I don't need DZ to speak for OB. OB talked for OB. So OB.
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 Orphan Boy, hi.
What's up, Poppy?
Good morning.
Okay, so you've had dinner with DZ and I and Aaron. We had a double date when you and I, because how many dates did we go on, Orphan Boy? I'm trying not to. I'm almost calling him his real name.
Wait, where's my snack?
He's calling my real name. I don't care. Three, two?
We don't call anybody by their real name on this show, and you'll thank me later if this ever goes bad, okay? You'll thank me
later. Okay, OB.
Okay, OB, I texted you last night. You didn't even ask me to hang out. What the heck, dude?
What am I supposed to do? I texted you last week, Friday, to hang out.
Yeah.
And then you ghosted me, which I don't care. I'm not butthurt about anything like that.
I told you ghosted you, though. I said my kids changed their mind and decided to come back.
You told me yesterday.
Ooh. Okay, I waited a week to tell you, but I didn't blow you off because I didn't want to hang out. I blew you off because of my kids. DZ's literally eating his biscuit and listening to this. I love this. Go on.
If you hear me smacking on air, I am.
You texted me yesterday. You're on your way back from Illinois. How am I supposed to know what the hell that means?
It means I'm free. Hey, what you doing, big head?
True.
It means to ask me to hang out, big head. See, Orphan Boy, this is why we're never going to be.
Hold on. Orphan Boy, was you saying we should hang out soon part of your attempt to be like, did you mean maybe hang out now?
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
Fine. And then you didn't respond to me.
Ooh.
Wait, I didn't respond when you said, let's hang soon?
I don't know.
He is ADHD like me, doesn't know.
Oh, I know.
Because to me, that's the rejection. When I text you and I go, hey, no. I'm coming back, and you go, cool, let's hang soon, that means I'm not hanging with you right now.
Mm.
See, Orphan Boy?
But I could have hung out last night, but you just never, I don't know.
I hung out alone.
The conversation never went past that.
I don't know what you guys mean when you text me that up. I have no clue.
I can tell you, Orphan Boy.
And as a dude,
back from Illinois, I was like, okay.
Drive safe,
right on.
You know, like,
he said, right on.
It's a beautiful drive.
He said, I don't know what to say back. Is that saying like, hey, you want me to make a pit stop? Like, I don't know, man. And
okay,
I get it, trying to navigate it as a guy.
Just be like, Allie, why don't you just be like, you want to hang out tonight?
I don't know.
I'm on my
way back from Illinois. Want to hang out?
Orphan
that was the
boy,
quick follow up.
I don't know why I didn't say that. I don't know why I am the way I am. You
but
know
you're not
I'm
the only
up.
One. You're not the only one. It's
no,
like
it's okay.
When men and women are texting, a guy will text up or a girl will texting, hey, what are you up to?
Yeah.
I'm on my way back from Illinois.
Yeah.
Expecting the guy to immediately jump and be like, oh, that's what's up, girl. You want to hang out? I mean, I'm free, right?
Wait, hold on. Listen to this. Lily from Milwaukee texted in, OB sounds so young. He's not, but okay.
OB sound like a Cali surfer, bro. He does.
Well, he didn't. He just moved back here. We're close in age. I'll say that. And that's all you need to know. But anyway, DZ, go on.
What I'm saying
saying is, in a lot of senses, women, girls, people, you know, one of the two people, whether men or women, tend to send out an APB and go, now you got to invite me, though.
Yeah.
Rather than just being direct and going, no, let's hang out. Hey, I'm trying to kick it. Are you free? It's like you want to extend the hand and be met halfway without going, hey, let's hang out. It's not going to be 50-50. You were expecting him to go, hell yeah, well, you're on your way back right now. I can drop what I'm doing right now. What's up?
Yeah, pretty much.
I asked you last Friday to hang out on Saturday, and then you didn't respond after. You were like, yeah, let's hang out.
Saturday afternoon, orphan I was boy. Like, all right, let's kick it. Okay, and orphan boy, let me go respond. Back in the text. You're probably right, because you said, want to do something tomorrow, like bowling, or you actually had...
Let me sip my tea. Hold on.
Orphan boy, you know what? I'll give you props, because you did seem like a plan. He actually asked me to do something physical, which I said I like to do, but see, okay, orphan boy,
that didn't
since
work out.
You and I are friends, and you've met DZ and Aaron, and you know my people, let's just be keep it real right now. Do you want to hang out in a romantic way, or do you want to hang out in a friend way, orphan boy? I'm being completely...
Do you like me? Yes or no?
And if you don't know, you can say that, because I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think about you.
I want to hang out as friends. If something happens, something happens. But that's just how I do it.
But what if it does? Are you down?
Yeah, I'm always down.
He's always
he's
down.
A dude. Of course he's
come on
down.
Now.
Somebody said because she was scarred.
I don't think I'm in a place to be in like a deep relationship right now.
Then that needs to be noted.
Huge. That needs to be said. And that's huge of you to say, to go, I would rather be friends, and if it happens, it happens, because I'm not aiming to be in a relationship right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not my goal. I mean, I like women, but it's just I don't want a relationship.
Well, most dudes like women.
Happens. Well, duh.
OB, duh.
I almost called him his real name again. Jeez, like this is really hard to do on the
don't
air.
Slip, right, dog.
Muriel from Milwaukee said, communication, girl.
Man, can I just say I feel like I've known this guy for forever? I feel like I'm already talking to him and kicking it with him.
Do you remember I said you got to meet this guy? I feel like there is, we vibe. Like, he's
got
to be, if we don't make out.
We've got things in common.
If we don't make out, he's got to be in our friend circle. Is that fun?
Yeah.
Alan, you met my daughter.
I did. Look, oh my God, he's tugging at my heartstrings.
You met this dude's daughter?
Did I not tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Not only.
I took my daughter to Megan Thee Stallion.
And I hung out with his daughter the whole night. While he stood there holding our purses.
Allie, hey, Allie.
Ask Kelly in Sussex was there.
Hey,
what
Allie.
Do you mean it was awkward? You were a great dad that day, orphan boy. You held her purse while I hung out with your teenage daughter.
Orphan boy, Allie.
All around me. It was awkward.
I'm going to need y'all a little cue in this moment to stop. Because do you remember when my 4-year-old Sammy said that he had a premonition about you having a daughter, but the daughter was older, and we didn't understand what that meant, because obviously you've got two boys.
Oh, great.
And
now
you know
I'm
how I
married.
Say I'm the spiritually connected my family is on both sides.
True.
As far as seeing things, maybe part of the future.
You
and
think it's a stepdaughter?
I didn't say it. All I'm saying is, OB, how old is your daughter?
16.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He did say she was older, like almost a mom, but not a mom.
He's got a boy and a girl.
Sammy specified the girl, Allie. He said your daughter was older, almost like a mom, but not like a mom yet. Basically saying, like,
a teenager who's about
mom.
To be an adult. But here's the thing. Orphan boy. So orphan boy's on the phone. Dumpster fire dating has evolved today.
Y'all are getting married.
Because that's what everybody's texting
in.
We just need
married.
To go to the boom boom room.
Y'all are getting married.
Orphan
I'm convinced.
Orphan boy and I vibe, okay? I think you're so much fun. You know that. I think you're a blast. Yeah. I would not have invited you to come hang out with me and DZ and Aaron if I did not want you in my life somehow. Because I don't bring these dudes around my friends and family
True.
Until I really want them in my life. So you know I adore you, but I think him and I are just 288. We just have to hang out and just figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to hang
off
out
air.
More.
Off air.
Weekend, so.
Oh, he
what
said
he
he's free this weekend.
I'm not free this weekend, so hit me up.
Stupid. Hey, stupid. Come on.
Here
Allie,
he goes
hold
again
on.
With
Allie,
the hit me
hold
up.
Here Allie,
he goes again.
Allie, give me
I'm
2 seconds.
I'm never going to hit you up with that
OB,
line.
OB. This is the moment where you go, I'm free this weekend. Let's plan something. Not hit me
again,
up, dummy.
Do it again like you did last weekend. Do it again.
Come on, son.
He did it last
I'm
weekend.
Free
but he...
this, I'm free this weekend. You want to hang out tomorrow night?
Yes,
tomorrow,
I do.
And he said
Saturday?
A day, too. Yes.
Honest to God, orphan boy, my kids don't care anyway. They're going to be home, but they ignore me. Let's hang out tomorrow night.
Can we do what our original plan was last week?
Like bowling or darts? Yeah.
Yeah, bet. All right,
absolutely.
Bet.
Are you going to pick me up, or are we going to meet like we always do?
Bruh.
I got to clean my car out.
No, we'll
up.
Meet. I don't like to. Don't pick me up. We'll meet. Never mind. Forget. Don't clean your car. We'll meet. See, he is
no,
like me. He's
still
got a
clean
dirty
your
car.
Still clean your car,
I'm not
Papa.
Getting in it. He doesn't need to clean it.
It don't matter, bro. It's about the perception.
perception and the way it makes you feel when you're driving on your way to the day, man. I'm trying to put y'all on game, man.
Somebody texted in all caps, what is happening? Allie, you better get this man. He will fall in love with you. Ooh. You going to fall in love with me?
Man.
Orphan boy. Orphan boy.
My heart's too damaged for that.
The reality in that statement.
We are a match.
Yeah, y'all are getting married.
We are a freaking match. Okay. Same, orphan boy.
Okay, orphan boy. We'll see you tomorrow.
I guess I have a date tomorrow. I don't know if it's a date, though, because we're buddies. And that may turn into a date, right?
No, you guys are just hanging out as friends.
It's so complicated. Don't
don't be weird. Don't be weird, dude. Be cool.
Okay.
Be cool.
Don't be all uncool.
Don't be all uncool. Don't be all uncool. Both of y'all, bro. And go clean your car, son.
We could go play slots at Pato.
You know I love Pato Watame. He knows me. All right. You know what, orphan boy? Knock it off. We're not getting married. We're hanging out.
No, I'm not humming. I'm not humming a wedding song. This is a different song. It's a different song.
Okay, fine. I'm hanging out with Orphan Boy tomorrow. And you know what? Can I be honest? I'm looking forward to it, Orphan Boy. Ooh. I forgot how fun you are till we got you on the phone again. Ooh. It's on, dude.
I'm having fun. I'm trying to come to the date too. Oh, it's not a date. It's not a date. It's a hangout. It's a hangout. It's a hangout. It's a hangout.
What, Orphan Boy? What were you gonna say? Oh, he's quiet.
I'm here. I said he can for sure come.
Hey, pause. You know what? Bye, man.
See,
we'll talk to you later.
Yep. He's inviting friends.
Yep. No. Between y'all two.
Screwed it up again.
Only y'all two is coming, all right?
This is why we never do anything.
Yeah, come on, man.
Goodbye, orphan boy.
He's doing so good.
Have
a good day, guys.
Wait, actually, what I meant is, love you, orphan boy.
Love you. I'll say love you. I'll say love you.
I can't say love you yet, okay?
Love you, Zaddy.
Bye. Bye, Zaddy.
I hung up on him because I know that got his heart pumping. I hung up on him. You're welcome.
This is the first time in history we've ever had one of the guys I dated on the air. This is hysterical.
That's the most childish thing I've done in a while, and I loved it. I loved it so much.
Look what just happened. I now have a date this week, and I didn't have because of dumpster fire dating.
Gee, I'm about to go play spin the bottle with my wife later. That was great. I feel so juvenile. This is the bestest. The absolute bestest.
Best day ever. Oh, and it's Halloween.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's going to be a great weekend around here. Dumpster fire dating. They said Halloween's the loneliest for us.
No more.
Allie just booked a date on Halloween with the help of DZ and 500 listeners.
Look at us matchmaking. You mean 500,000?
Wow. Aw, listen to the text we just got.
What?
You can always text us at 414-533-1037. They said, I had a terrible day, and listening to this orphan boy segment has me laughing. Thank you, Kiss FM. Well, aw, you're welcome. Dumpster fire dating evolved into almost the whole hour at this point.
Yeah.
Because I said OB, orphan boy, had asked me out last weekend. We didn't go because of my kids, and then I hit him up last night, and he just kind of was like, yeah, let's hang soon. So we got him on the phone.
Got him on.
Which was wild.
It'd be like that sometimes, though.
Isn't that wild? But you see how funny he is. You remembered. What did you think? Did you remember it coming on the air? Because you had dinner with us.
Yeah, but it was so long ago that, you know, I forgot. I don't care about the the guys that you date. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm like, fleeting experience, but he was a good, cool dude, fun
honestly,
guy. It was like talking to an old friend. Felt like we'd been around each other for years.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I think that you feel kind of the way I feel about men is I don't put much stock into them because I feel the same way. I'm going to be let down, brokenhearted. I just go with the flow. And so him and I have remained friends.
Well, yeah, that's how you approach it. So why would I approach it any differently for you, right? Like, I'm not going to be hopeful for some of these cats when we talk about them because I feel like it's just going to end poorly. So I'm not going to invest any thought into this.
And that's why I don't. And now you see why I don't invest anything into these guys either.
But you should because it's your life.
I don't know about that.
It's not my life, so I shouldn't care.
I've been around the block a few times, DZ. Yeah. Let me tell you. Bella's in Kenosha. She wants to be back on. She was already on. She has thoughts now that we've talked to Orphan Boy on the air, she wants to discuss.
Oh, okay.
She
say
has
less.
Thoughts, okay?
We're back.
I forget our listeners are like, oh, we have things to say.
Bella said, oh, I'm calling back.
And yes, we will have Dumpster Fire on Monday. You're welcome. Okay, Bella. Hey, girl.
Yes. Well, I had to call back because we were in mid-conversation, and then he was like, call me.
Yeah,
and I
true.
I was like, what, dude?
True.
Well.
So I think this guy, I really love his banter, for the record, OB.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think that him saying he's not ready for a relationship, like, I disagree with that statement. All of us are trying to, like, have our hearts not broken again. Well,
true.
Time to heal.
That's
time
true.
To heal.
You know what? And
move
I've said
forward.
That, too, and then I've met people that I felt, then I met someone and I wanted to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. and it was like, that changed my mind. So, see, you're right. Sometimes meeting people, you meet a person, you might have a change of heart if somebody feels worth it for
no.
you.
No, but I think part mm-hmm. of the healing is being important, or the important part of the healing is being able to say, hey, no, my heart is closed. Off mm-hmm. right now,
which is what
that is part of the healing. Like, I'm not looking for anything, especially not love right mm-hmm. now. So that's
let me just remind you that when I met Mike, I was like, I don't want a relationship. I don't want a boyfriend.
That's right.
Well, all of a sudden, I had a boyfriend. Oh, I know. I don't need to get married. Oh, guess what? I'm married.
Now she's got a house and a whole graveyard display on Halloween.
And a whole graveyard.
She got a whole house and a patio with her husband
and
now.
And matching tattoos for their anniversary.
That's right.
Look at y'all, bro.
See?
Come on, son.
Yeah, see what could happen. You just never know.
Wait a second.
Rico texted in. It's Rico. I'm getting married today. Rico, why are you trying to steal my shine, dude? Finally, I set up a date on Dumpster Fire.
He's just saying, you know. Teasing. Today's nuptials day, so you know, love is in the air. Maybe love is in the air for you. He's promoting it. And shout out to your wedding, man.
Yeah, congratulations, Rico. Rico. I was being funny, but no, really, congrats. Okay, you guys. So wait, so I'm going
that
out
was
with
so much fun. Yeah.
I'm going out with Orphan Boy tomorrow. It's done. It's happening. We
it's
have a date
not
this
date,
weekend.
Date.
No, it's not a date.
We're
just hanging out.
It's
just
a not date date. Yeah. That's what I said.
But
when
did
I
you hear him at the end?
With
he invited DZ at the end, Bella. What the hell was that?
That's why it's not a date, because I'm coming. Like, yeah. That's why it's not a date. We're all hanging out. It's a bro day. It's a bro day.
That's right. Me and Mike will be there. It will be a triple date.
Dang.
It'll be like a throuple.
Come on now.
A throuple. I knew I was going to end up in a throuple.
Who else wants to come?
Exactly.
Who else?
Wepa.
Wepa.
Wait, somebody said, if you're having a date tomorrow, please post pictures. I have posted Orphan Boy with something over his face when we went on our double date.
At dinner.
Wait a second. I never thought Orphan Boy was going to be a continuing saga, but I feel like he's coming back around. He was not dead on arrival.
You listen back to the show. You'll reveal that I've known this
I'm
the whole
saying.
Time.
Stop it.
Okay.
Really?
The whole time.
You guys just both have to be open-minded.
Oh, my bad. She said, and don't blur his face. the girl who wrote in. No.
Sorry. There's anonymity.
Not your choice.
Yeah, there's privacy and anonymity. Yeah, you ain't there yet.
Is Allie all red? Is she breathing heavy?
No, she's not breathing at all, actually.
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station, if you celebrate.
If you celebrate,
because
obviously.
I forgot it was Halloween because we did it last weekend.
If not, bring me your candy. I'll take it.
And then Hudson texted me and said, can you take me to my dad's house because they have trick-or-treating there tonight? And I said, fine.
Trying to get all the candies. Yeah.
Oh, he knows what's up. He's 12. When you're 12, you want all the candies, man.
Of course.
It's been an amazing day of Allie and DZ, by the way. One of the guys I went out with called in for Dumpster Fire Day. That blew my mind, but it was a nice surprise today.
Called his bluff. He said, why not ask me straight up? He's like, why don't you call straight up? And he called.
Oh, so Orphan Boy and I are going out tomorrow again. We'll see how it goes. It's been a few months.
Y'all are welcome. When you listen back, y'all gonna realize I catalyst all that.
We put the show up every day. The whole podcast, super easy to listen to on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or right on our Odyssey app.
Wepa.
And so it'll be up after 10 o'clock today. All right, so DZ.
What up? Holla at me.
We need to talk about yesterday.
What happened?
Because all morning long, I've been saying, we'll tell you why we weren't here yesterday. Why why was the show replays? You know,
that
because
yesterday.
Most people don't notice, but a few of our regulars are like, are you guys okay?
Y'all good?
We've heard this before. And
what's
I'm like,
wrong?
Oh, we're fine. So we went to Chicago yesterday. It was a fun, basically continuing education day, I like to call it.
A day trip, if you will.
Yeah. Our bosses, we have bosses in Chicago. Our region is Chicago and Madison and Milwaukee. And so we got to go down to all of our radio stations in Chicago, and we got to do like a day of radio training to just kind of inspire us. You know, we get to be around like-minded people. We're very passionate about our jobs, you know, and you don't see a lot of people that do what we do anymore. So it was exciting. We got to do fun stuff yesterday
in
Chicago.
It was a radio workshop with some of our radio coworkers.
There you go.
You know, I actually hadn't met a lot of them because I've never been to the Chicago station before.
Well, we are friends with all of them on social,
but that's
like
it.
If you don't meet, I've met them at radio things, but you hadn't, you know.
I hadn't been to the radio things with this company, so I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any of y'all.
There was a lot of people I didn't know.
Pulled up, and at first I was like, I don't really know what to expect, but it's Chicago, so I know what to expect.
Why do you say it like that? You kind of say it like
because it's Chicago.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's Chicago,
really?
But it's always hectic. It's always a lot. It's always Chicago. It's Chicago. Yeah. I'm talking about Chicago, but as far as the people, I didn't know what to expect. And no, everybody
was
really cool, but as far as the workshop goes, I had a blast. I finally felt like
we had a good time.
Yeah.
But I went down the night before and hung out with one of my best friends from high school, Corey. So we went out in Chicago, and then you came down yesterday morning, and then we all came back last night. So
yeah, I got no business in Chicago the night before.
It was 24 hours. Same. 24 hours in Chicago was enough for
That's
us.
That's all you need.
And at one point, you know, they're all wearing their stupid Bears stuff, Cubs stuff, and I'm looking around. I'm like, ugh, I can't believe I have to be here. But hey, guys.
Hey, coworkers. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why we were gone yesterday. It was a fun radio day. I think the reason they didn't do it on a Friday was because nobody wanted to do, everybody wanted the, you know, all these work from home people.
Well, all the work from homers, yeah.
Because I kind of thought as we were leaving Chicago yesterday afternoon, they said, we want to get you out of here before traffic hits. So mm-hmm. they ended our workshop around like 2 p.m. and they said, hit the road if you want to get back to Milwaukee.
Especially our Milwaukee peeps.
Yeah, if you're not taking the train, which some of our coworkers took the train. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. And I was like, it feels like a Friday.
Yeah.
But it's a Thursday.
Well, and I get it because some of the people that came in to the workshop
flew in.
They didn't drive in. They didn't train in. They didn't live in.
They flew in.
So could you imagine doing a workshop and then traveling on a Friday night, Saturday? Nah.
No, thank you.
I'd rather leave Thursday night, mm-hmm. maybe Friday morning, and get home to my house by Friday.
Did you get to go to your favorite? You were going to pull up early and go to your Colombian spot and have food because, you know, obviously you don't get a lot of access to your Colombian culture. You have a few places in Milwaukee. So I figured when you went to Chicago, you'd pull up to the Colombian bakery. You didn't get a chance.
I don't have a need to anymore.
You don't?
No, I don't. Everything's in Milwaukee now. There's so many more options. There's bakeries, there's shops, there's food trucks, there's restaurants. I sat there for a second, and to be completely honest with you,
that's awesome.
It's going to be my little victory to wrap the show, you know, at 10 o'clock. But I sat there for a second and went, I could go out of my way and go to the Colombian bakery, or I could just drive home and go down the street on Oklahoma Avenue in Milwaukee, my city, and go to the Colombian bakery / restaurant.
Nice.
So in my head, in my heart, I went, bro, I'm so blessed and so grateful that I don't got to do that no more. I didn't.
That's impressive.
I didn't. I went, you know what? Y'all know me. Y'all know my family, but I don't got to go there just for bakery items no more.
And now it shows you why our city's great. You can get everything here. And by the way, let me say this,
Milwaukee. That wasn't the case a couple years back.
I actually do want to shout out Milwaukee because we say this all the time, but no, I really experienced it yesterday after driving out of Chicago and being in Chicago for hours on end in traffic and getting to Milwaukee. I got here during rush hour last night. It was 5:05 when I pulled on 894, you guys, and I went, oh, I'm screwed.
In traffic.
And I thought I should have taken side roads. I'm going to be stuck in rush hour. And I'm sitting there, and not once did I stop. Even though I was going 5 to 10 miles an hour, we never stopped. In Chicago, you stop every...
Stand still.
And I thought, we are so lucky to be in Milwaukee. Traffic is nothing. I'm never going to complain again after going through that, what I went through in Chicago.
Our heaviest traffic is like a huge, major, like New York, Chicago type city's least traffic.
I would have screamed, and then I had that perspective yesterday, and I'm like, oh yeah, our traffic is nothing.
Yeah, no. Blessed.
We are so lucky to get somewhere in 20 minutes, even with traffic. So
I didn't stop at the base.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Greer at a restaurant, because I went, dude, we got that in Milwaukee now. A few years back, I would have driven to Chicago only for the bakery. Call it 3-4 years ago, that wasn't the case. Now we're good.
You got the Colombian spot.
We good here in Milwaukee now. Thank you.
All right. Well, our trip to Chicago was a success.
Yes.
And now it's Halloween, and we get to go into the weekend, baby.
What you trying to do?
Going to the weekend. That's what I'm trying to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.